This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and sisters, Ramadan is here, literally, and a lot of people don't understand why we have this Ramadan coming every year, and we have it coming again another year and another year. And people literally think that we're supposed to just show that we're not eating, we're not drinking. In fact, some people say that we fast in Ramadan because we're supposed to show, we're supposed to feel how the poor people are feeling. That is a very lame thing, very lame. Because if that was the case, then why are the poor people fasting? Okay? The reason why we're fasting in Ramadan is because we're trying to bring in self-control. There are many, many reasons why we're doing it, but I'm going to tell you one big reason. I remember I was traveling with one of my friends, and there was a non-Muslim with us. And the non-Muslim asked, he said, "Why do you Muslims fast?" And most people don't know this. Even my friend was surprised with the reason why we actually fast. And most Muslims don't even know this. The reason why we fast is because we have two places in our bodies that are the drive behind a person's attachment to this world. Two main drives. So you have your drive, one drive which is your stomach. Most of the things we're doing in this world is because of the stomach. We want to feed the stomach, we want to keep ourselves healthy, and so on and so forth. And the second drive is that between the thighs. So the urge that a man has, the urge that a woman has for the opposite gender, that's another reason why we have a lot of attachment to this world or to the people of this world. Okay? These two drives, the drive of the stomach and the drive of that between the thighs, they are the major two parts that makes a person want to attach themselves to this dunya. So what Allah Azza wa Jalla has done for 30 days is He said to us to control these two drives. And said, don't eat, don't drink. That's going straight down to the first drive of the stomach. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, don't have any sort of mutual relationship with your wife or with your husband during the whole of Ramadan. Why do you think that is? That is because we have now cut off the two parts that really give us a big drive towards this world. And then after that, Allah says, now you're going to attach yourself to the Akhirah, attach yourself to Allah Azza wa Jal through a lot of, through contemplation, through recitation, through doing dhikr, by doing dua, by reading the Quran extra. All of these things are going to make us come closer to Allah Azza wa Jal by extra salah in the night, by standing in front of Allah. So what we're doing here is we're doing two parts. One is you shut down the drive that puts you towards the dunya. And that's the stomach and between the thighs, the urge between the thighs. So we've shut those down. But the second part is that you're supposed to then ignite and start the process inside that puts us towards the, drives us towards the Akhirah. So there's a two process. Those of us, every Ramadan, that have only just stopped eating and only stopped sort of drinking, you're only working on the first part of the whole point of Ramadan. Out of the Muslims, about 70% of Muslims fast during Ramadan. Out of those 70% of Muslims that fast, less than 5% get the real essence of what Ramadan is about. Because Ramadan is not just about, okay, we're not gonna, you know, people think, okay, I'm not gonna eat, I'm not gonna drink, I'm not gonna sleep with my spouse, and that's it for 30 days. And you get from beginning of Ramadan till the end of Ramadan, and you're pretty much the same. And most Muslims, like 95% or 90-something percent of Muslims who fast, they literally go from beginning of Ramadan to the end of Ramadan, and they come to the end. What have they achieved? Nothing. They're back to normal again when Eid comes. And the reason why that is because they're not doing the second part, which is to put the drive in towards the Akhirah, doing those extra, putting their minds towards Allah, doing your dhikr, doing your tilawah, with the part that you've done in terms of, closing the other drive.